preview continues today. After a frigid start to the day, we may recover to maybe low to mid-50s for a high temperature. If we're lucky, sunshine, not quite as windy today. Another freeze tonight, overnight low temperature down to about 31. Increasing clouds tomorrow, maybe some spotty rain possible in the afternoon, but a better chance on Thursday night, and then warmer by the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Hundreds gathered Tuesday for the historic inauguration of Stephen Reed as mayor of Montgomery. Nine city council members were also sworn into office at the ceremony. Charles Jenright was named city council president. Republican Charlotte Meadows wins the special election for House District 74. She had 68.9% of the vote against Democrat Rayford Mack. The special election was to fill the seat left vacant after Dimitri Palizos died earlier this year. Voter turnout was 7.81%. And Montgomery firefighters were called to three separate fires in just 1 hour last night. They happened on Calmar Drive, Thomas Avenue, and Forest Grove Drive between 6 and 7 o'clock. Fire investigators have not said if anyone was hurt or what caused these fires. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views, folks. I actually played a song Jack Campbell likes. A little Lakeshore Drive.
Yeah.
What's the group? Or the
Alioto Haynes and Jeremiah?
Say that again.
Alioto Haynes and Jeremiah.
Is that like the Thompson Twins and there's three of them?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Twinkle, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Twinkle
Jack.
Kavanaugh is president of the Public Service Commission of Alabama.
Yes.
She's done an outstanding job. And she actually shows up to work, unlike the other two commissioners, who come in like once a month to go to meetings. Isn't that true?
Well, Jack, you don't stay in my lane.
I know that, but this is your lane. You don't see them as often as you would expect, probably, or that one would expect.
Well, Jack, I have a team of people there, and we do our best to get the job done. And Jeremy and Chip are doing a good job for the citizens. And
whatever.
So
we ain't getting our money's worth, I'll say that.
I made a commitment when I ran that I would take nothing except for my paycheck, and I've held true to that. And I said I would be at work.
Now, you don't use a state car, do you?
No, I do not. And
do the other commissioners use a state car?
To my knowledge, every elected official now has a state car.
Ziegler doesn't, you don't.
Except for me. And if somebody else doesn't, they need to say it. But I said when I...
I don't think Will... Well, I guess Will does. I don't know for sure.
As Lieutenant Governor, you do have security and a driver. But,
which to me is just a joke, but go ahead.
As does the governor. But I chose to drive my own car to work every day and go to work for the people of Alabama that were kind enough to let me serve. I enjoy being at the Public Service Commission, and for that reason, I am running for re-election and would like to go ahead and ask your listeners for their vote on March the 3rd.
Yeah, we have that's a big election coming up, and it's right down the road. It's not far away at all. You talk about, like, because you kind of say Christmas is kind of gone, so there's only, like, 3 months.
Well, qualifying ended on Friday, as you know, and then you instantly have Thanksgiving and then Christmas and New Year's, and March 3rd pops up pretty quickly. And so I started my campaign this week, and although I make a point to go to all 67 counties each year, and so I travel a good bit, because I believe if you want to represent people, you've got to get outside of Montgomery and talk to them.
What do you, like, when you go and visit, let's say, Jackson County or Lee County or Houston County, what are people concerned about that's in your lane?
Well, many times somebody has a problem and they come to you, and you're able to help them solve the problem. It may be with a power or gas or wastewater, or it may be they didn't realize you regulated moving companies. I mean, there are all sorts of things we do at the Public Service Commission. And for your listeners who may not know, we started off in the 1800s, created by the legislature as the Railway Commission.
Well, and you know, Texas still has a Railroad Commission, which regulates utilities.
Oh, right, I know. The Railway Commission was in, I believe, the 1930s. I've yet to find that in as a fact anywhere, but the name was changed sometime in the early part of the 1900s to the Public Service Commission, because the legislators slowly gave the Public Service Commission, or at that time the Railway Commission, more and more responsibility. And as the responsibility no longer just revolved around railroads and railway service, they changed the name.
So what does fall into your lane? What responsibility?
We regulate utilities that have no other regulation, like Alabama Power, Alabama Gas, Mobile Gas, several other
gas companies.
But
y'all don't do communications industry anymore, do you? Y'all should do the phone company.
We do some wholesale telecommunications. But that's it. A lot of them file with us. We still do pay phones when they happen to be still around. Usually just in prisons and jail houses. We still do those. We do Uber and Lyft or any kind of ride sharing. We do moving companies. We do real-time insurance for 18-wheelers. What I believe is probably the most important thing we do at the commission is gas pipeline safety throughout the state. And if you've ever seen a gas pipeline explosion, you realize that it can truly be a situation where a lot of people lose their lives. And so that's one area that I've said I'm committed to making sure we are well staffed and we don't lose anyone. And if we do, we rehire in that position, because our investigators and our inspectors in that area are so important to make sure that we have a safe state as far as gas pipeline.
But y'all don't do oil and gas per se, do you?
We don't do oil and gas. We regulate gas companies, but not oil and gas. We do pipelines if there are any pipelines in our state.
Okay. Well, I know in Texas, the Railroad Commission regulates oil and gas, trucking, and mining.
We have an oil and gas board that, as far as trucking, we do not regulate rates anymore, but we still regulate real-time insurance, and they still, all trucking must
Who regulates rates? The Trucking Association of Alabama?
That's not, it's really more on a federal basis now.
Okay. But y'all do, Like,
which
if there's
I have
a,
to put, I will say the trucking association in this state does a great job. There's some good people there, and my good friend that I went to school with, Finn Church, was actually the president last year of that association. And you know, I love American dream stories.
Yeah.
And I remember Finn in school saying that when he grew up, and he just came from a regular old family in Dothan, Alabama, when he grew up, he wanted to own a trucking company. And the day I went to his swearing-in as president of the Alabama Trucking Association, I had tears in my eyes because I thought, that's what we're all about in Alabama and in America, that a little boy can grow up and see somebody that owns a trucking owns a truck or then owns a trucking company and say, I want to be like that. And you can actually achieve those dreams. So, look, my hat's off to Finn Church and the great job they do at trucking.
Well, you know, there was a guy that owned a trucking company that started out after World War II with like one little truck and delivered, and he just died recently. He was in his 90s. And
you may be talking about, now not this gentleman, my uncle was actually in his 80s, but if you've seen a truck trucking through Alabama, Lawson Trucking.
I've seen that.
And that was my mom's first cousin, and my Uncle Charlie was a great man, loved Uncle Charlie. He kept our family together and had family reunions for my grandmother and her first cousins. They both had 12 children on both sides of the road, and so we still have those big reunions, the Lawson family reunions, Lawson and Salter. And Uncle Charlie started out driving a milk truck, somebody else's truck, and he literally turned that driving a truck, a milk truck, into having his own trucking company. So, you know, I think we've gotten off now on this, but it is so dear to my heart.
We need to get off on this because you're already wise to this. I'm not telling you anything you don't already know, but Jack fusses so much. It's very, you can't just agree with him because he's going to say something about the Trucking Association.
No, listen, Frank Philgo,
you're just fussing. You're being
the former head of the trucking, is a dear friend of mine.
Well, I just look at folks that are able to turn driving a truck for somebody else into owning their own truck, right, then owning several trucks, and then having a full trucking company, and then like my friend Finn Church from Dothan, Alabama.
Which company is his?
Church Logistics, I think, is the name. But turning that into a trucking company and being president of the Association for the State of Alabama, to me, that screams, I have achieved the American dream. And that's why we are Americans. That's why we all go to work and say, we're going to fight AOC and Bernie Sanders and all this crazy socialism that they put forth. You know,
are you talking about Administrative Office of Courts, AOC? Because I refuse to call her that.
What do you call her, Jack? Just the socialist?
No, the bitch from New York, basically.
Oh, my, Jack.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my.
Jack Campbell.
How dare you?
No, how dare you? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Just say the whole name.
The trucking company I was thinking of, it was Ross Neely, who just recently died.
Yes, yes.
And he was like 90-something. That was a total American dream story, too.
I've read about it. I did not know him, but how awesome when you hear those stories. And it just frustrates me when I see... I can't even pronounce all that name, but Ocasio-Cortez and Bernie Sanders. It's just easier, Jack, to say AOC.
But
those two, when you see them trying to destroy our way of life, that's what I literally, in 1984, when I was in college, voted for President Reagan for my first vote, and I've worked in the trenches ever since. I went door-to-door for Donald Trump. I'll do whatever it takes because I want my children and my grandchildren to have the same opportunities that I've had and the same opportunities that people like my friend Finn Church have had, you know. And look, I believe that we need to help our brother in need. I believe that, you know, we all need to work together. Nobody's born in the same place.
Right.
We all know that. We know Jackson Woodley Campbell the ninth over here.
That's what I like to hear.
He was born with a silver spoon, and that's okay. Right. Donald Trump was born with a silver spoon. That's okay. There are some of us that weren't, and there's some that were born with further to go in life.
Right.
But the reality is we all can end up where we choose to end up if God chooses to give us our help.
Well, amen. And if we're looking out for one another, but also not just blaming, we got into this earlier, everybody blaming the system, blaming things outside of my control is why my life isn't great. Maybe. But, you know, you got to cultivate your own life and go for it. And like that little kid, seeing a model, imitating the best, and now he's realized the dream in adulthood. That's amazing stuff.
You know, my dad always said, this is the only country in the world where you can decide what you want to do and where you want to be and where you want to finish this life. Right. It's up to you. If you are given your health, then you can study, you can work hard, and you can choose your route. No one tells you at the age of 10 or 15 right. or 20, this is what you're going to be. You get to choose it for yourself. So
and it doesn't work for all people who try hard and still can't get ahead. I mean,
but
there are people that fall through the cracks.
Trying and failing is worth it.
Those are the people we need to help, you know, that really try hard and don't make it. I think government should, as they say, put a hand out, not a hand. I mean, not a hand. I mean, put a hand up, not a hand out. And I think that makes sense.
Well, I can share with you, I have not been successful in all my life's endeavors. I'll be the first to tell you. And you know that. But the reality is you got to continue pulling yourselves up by your boots and realizing that a setback isn't a no. It just means you got to work harder.
Well, and you learn from that, from failures. And I mean,
amen.
I think anybody succeeded in life, you hear that part of their story. Now, since you're running for re-election, I'd imagine there are initiatives you started that you want to keep going and see through. Is there anything like that you've done with the commission?
Absolutely. One of the things I tell folks is when I first ran, my sign said, jobs, jobs, jobs.
I know, and everybody laughed about that.
Everybody did, but you know what? Donald Trump.
That was a Bill Goolsbee invention, I suppose.
No, Donald Trump now says, jobs, jobs, jobs.
Well, he must have seen one of your signs on the highway that haven't been taken down. I'm just kidding.
Uh-oh, Jack. I call those flowers of democracy, and they will be in bloom soon. Even though it's freezing cold outside, those political signs will be blooming soon and coloring the roadways. But like I said, my flowers of democracy said jobs, jobs, jobs. And now Donald Trump has said jobs, jobs, jobs. And the reality is we have got to make sure that we do everything we can to be a state that brings in jobs and helps the jobs that we have now in our state to grow so that mamas and daddies can go to work. Because I believe if you have a good paying job, then everything else seems to work out.
Absolutely.
And so that is what I go to work for every day, is to make sure that we fight for the Trump agenda. I will tell you, President Trump has made it a lot easier, because what we saw under President Obama was more and more regulation and mandates that were driving up the cost of producing different utilities in our state, whether it be water or power, whatever it was costing more under President Obama. And I believe every morning now, President Trump gets up and says, what regulations can I get rid of? And hallelujah.
Or what battle do I have to fight today to keep out of the news, you know?
Thank goodness he is a fighter. Thank
goodness. Boy, he's tough as nails.
You got it. And that's what we need. We need people that truly believe in the conservative agenda and go to work and fight. This liberal agenda is tough. There are very few conservatives like you all left in the media. And so we have to fight. It's something I've been doing. You know, I served as Republican Party chair many years ago. And at the time, people didn't believe us that the media was liberal, and our message just wouldn't get out.
Right.
And now I think Trump has brought that to the forefront, and people
through his tweets and his helicopter news conferences, which I love.
I love those
chopper press conferences.
Yeah,
I love them.
Stuff.
I love it. And the reality is Twitter. You know, social media can be positive, it can be negative, but the reality is Twitter has allowed him to get his
message out. Well, it's good publicity for them because everybody
reads. Get his conservative message out. And before, let me tell you, we didn't have a voice in the media. So thank goodness for Fox News. Thank goodness for
what's left of them.
What's left. You got it.
Well, could you spell it out for me? Like, say things went terribly, terribly wrong. I don't think they will. But say they went terribly, terribly wrong. Somebody a bit more left-leaning, if not all the way in the deep end of the left wing, gets on the PSC. I mean, how could things go wrong if you don't have people with that conservative mind?
Well, she has an environmentalist running against her in the Republican primary.
Oh.
Is she a kooky environmentalist, or you don't want to say?
Well, you know, I'll let the voters decide
whatever.
But
you're so political. I would say no, she's crazy as hell.
Well, I will tell you that she does show up with the folks that don't care whether or not the price goes up. Mm. They just want mandates and regulations put on the people of Alabama. And I can tell you, look at what's going on in California right now.
Okay.
They listen to the environmentalists. They listen to the left-wing folks. They're a very liberal governor put liberals on their
that
public
guy's crazy
service
as
commission.
Hell. He is crazy.
Well, he appoints their public service commission. Therefore, now look what's happening. They're having rolling blackouts. They don't have enough power to cover all sorts of problems. So I think California is the example of what can happen if liberals were to take over the Public Service Commission. Like everything else, they want to destroy our way of life in Alabama.
They don't, but if you would ask them, they would not tell you that. And that's what's so funny, is it? No, I just think regulation is important to the consumer. They would never admit that what they're doing is tearing down the walls of sanity in this country.
Well, when we held hearings when I was first elected as president of the Public Service Commission to lower the rate of return for each company we regulate, they were not interested in lowering the rate of return that a company was allowed to make. What these environmentalists were interested in, and I mean they showed up in droves, was that we put mandates on utilities in the state of Alabama, especially on power. They wanted all these different types of power at the time that were not reliable, and they were very, very expensive, even with the Obama subsidies, which I totally disagree with.
Like solar
with.
Wind, these
yes.
sorts of things, yeah.
And so they came in
poor
droves,
old Chip Baker.
trying to mandate what was going on.
And now the Trump administration's pulled a lot of that back.
He's pulled the rug out from under them, and he's also pulled the curtain back and let people know what's really going on. So if it were up to these liberals, we would definitely have more expensive power. But what we found out is it's always follow the money.
Oh, no doubt.
They spent over $1 million on negative advertising during those hearings at the Public Service Commission when I was presiding as president. And the money all came from liberal environmental groups out of California and National AARP. Be careful, folks. This is not a group for the elderly. It's a group that supports very liberal causes and wants to destroy our way of life.
You remember Claude Pepper in Florida?
I do remember.
He was a congressman. He was big AARP. My father said, I gave him $10 just so I can get lower hotel rates, but I don't believe in their agenda. He would get so mad when he would see Claude Pepper on television. He would just get furious.
Well, I can tell you they are a front for the Obama administration. They cut a deal with the health care with the Obama administration, and AARP is dangerous. They spent a lot of money here trying to push for mandates and things that would drive up the cost of power in our state. And as you know, the way you are competitive for jobs many times is through lower utility rates. And so we have got to make sure that we're competitive in this state. We cannot turn out like California with liberals running our public service commission.
We got to take a break.
We do have to take a break. Thank you for reminding me, Jack.
I think you already knew. You're just letting her pontificate.
See, this is what I mean by the sass, the fussing. He's just, you know him well, Twinkle.
Oh, Jack, come on. We've got to make sure your listeners understand what's going on with these crazy liberals.
I know. When we come back, I have something I want to talk about.
And, of course, also the listeners are free to call in, 272-9228, 272-9228, if you have a question.
Twinkle has agreed to open herself up to tough questions.
You got it.
But we don't normally get them.
And this
Our
part of...
Yes. Listeners are very polite.
Yes, they are. Well, it depends on
most
the topic. I mean, I was accused of being an anti-Semite. It was amazing. I was like, wow, I just made a bagel joke, and you read right into that, sir.
Well, if you wouldn't wear that Muslim garb in here, people might not think
it's a scarf, Jack.
Oh, same thing.
It looks good.
Head
it's
rag.
It's a fancy one.
Yeah, I mean, you should get a scarf as well. It's
I love when Yasser Arafat was alive, and he always looked like he had a dish towel on his head. That red and white checkered-looking thing. I was like, what restaurant do you work at?
Well, I am pro-Israel all the way, just for the record.
And, Jack, once again, you know, you talking like that?
How dare you?
This part of the program, folks, brought to you by Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. He loves to help people here in the River Region buy and sell homes. He also is an expert when it comes to managing homes. Really knows what he's doing, folks. In a word, Eddie Bader is all about service. He has your best interest in mind, goes above and beyond. Here's a little example of what he'll do. Say you close on a house using Eddie Bader as your real estate agent. You will bring in a professional cleaning crew to clean your brand new home before you even move in. That way you don't have to do it yourself. You can just relax in your brand new dream home. And also get you that house sold very quickly. He knows how to pull off a successful open house, really market you out there. He's not just going to hammer a sign in your front yard, wait by the phone. No, he's always working, always connecting folks. I mean, one example of the listings he has, he sent them my way, 1794 Dozier Road in Wetumpka. All over the river region, folks. This is an incredible home going for about $300,000. And the great thing about Eddie Bader is he has all sorts of price points and options for you all around the river region. But this particular one on Dozier Road in Wetumpka is a three-bedroom, two-bath. That's just upstairs. It's a two-story home, four-bedroom, three-bath in the entire home. Sits on 3.7 very well-maintained acres. So if you're interested in having a vegetable garden or getting some fresh eggs from home-raised chickens, this is the type of place that you want to check out. And you can learn more by giving Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group a call, 322-0662, 322-0662, or check out Eddie on the Book of Faces, I like to call it, his Facebook page. Eddie sells houses to find the latest listings, what he's got going on. He changed his own life by investing and learning about real estate, working now with Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group. Let him change yours. One of the biggest decisions in life, buying or selling a home. So, let's hit this break. Coming back, we've got, Cranky on the line. I know Cranky.
But he's a good guy.
Yeah, Cranky is basically Cranky.
That's why he has his name.
I know what his real name is, though.
Will you share it with me at the break?
Depends
or
on
is that. Is he
can you keep a secret?
Well, Adam Schiff did.
Be right back.
There's a road I'd like to tell you about. Lives in my hometown. Lakeshore Drive, the road is called, and it'll take you up or down.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Wind Creek Wetumpka is feeling sassy at 6, and you're invited to the party. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then the fun begins at 6 p.m. on Friday, December 13th. During our 24 hours of winning giveaway, you can win a share of $60,000 in free play. Then on Saturday, December 14th, one lucky player will drive home in a 2020 BMW 740i. So come get sassy at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
The game clock is winding down, and so is that plate of piping hot steak nachos. Your eyes are on the last play, but they're also on that last chip, piled high with succulent steak, lending its deep flavor to all the fixins. Just as you reach in, so does your buddy. Game on. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Paid for by Alabama beef farmers and ranchers.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Come home, you've been away too long, will ya?
Welcome back to News and
How
News.
You doing?
I'm doing all right.
How are you, Twinkle?
I'm doing great, Jack. And you know what? My dad listens to you, and he says that when I walk in the door now to his home. But may I take one
Do you want to do a shout-out to your dad?
I do, because today is his birthday. Happy birthday, Daddy.
How,
I love you.
Do you mind saying how old Mr. Andrus is?
He's 79 years old.
I knew you were a spring chick. I got underwear that old. But happy birthday, Mr. Andrus. What's his first name?
Joe.
Happy birthday, happy pal. Birthday. Thanks for listening. Twinkle just said you listened. You poor soul. You must have run out of stuff to do. That's what I tell people all the time when I run in a restaurant. I recognize your voice. Are you on the radio? I said, yeah. He goes, I listen. I said, you've run out of stuff to do. So.
Now, Jack, they're listening for your wisdom.
I'm not sure I have any anymore. Sometimes I can't remember.
Oh, no, you're incredibly wise.
Jack, you've been involved in conservative politics for so long. You've got so much wisdom to share.
Well, I'm not sure it's wisdom. And you brought your political sidekick, Bill Goolsbee, here. Bill, how you doing?
Great, Jack. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I've known Bill for a long time, and he is a dear friend. And I saw your daughter about 3 weeks ago at Shashi's. Gibeon?
What do you call her?
Gobian. It's what I said to her. I said, hello, Gobian. And she looked up. Oh, it's you. She's so pretty. She got all of Julie's looks.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Hey, we got to talk about our buddy Troop Booth.
Well, now, what he really wants you to talk about those three gorgeous grandchildren of his.
I haven't seen them.
They're beautiful.
I don't want to lie like everybody. You know, my dad, hey, Woody, have I shown you a picture of my grandchildren? He said, no, and I sure do appreciate it. Heirloom Jewelers,
yes.
Troop Booth, 6968,
or 69,
now 48, yeah. Vaughan Road. He's right there past Bell Road. You'll be on the right if you're going east, on the corner of Watchman Circle and Vaughan Road. He's on a strip center there. And I went in there the other day. He had cases full of beautiful stuff. I don't mean cheap-looking stuff. And what he said he loved about heirloom pieces is that there were truly a craft back then.
Oh, yes.
I mean, and he loves, and he cut, when you go to him, you've cut out the middleman. You know, a lot of these jewelers hold inventory, and as it sells, they pass along, and then they get a kickback, or however it works, I don't know. But with him, there's no middleman. And he's a great guy. He and I talked for 20 minutes, and it's a mom-and-pop store. His wife works with him. And they're great folks. So if you're looking for some really pretty stuff, bracelets or pendants, necklaces, rings, he's got them all. So give Droop Booth a call. You'll have to tell me, 260-0060.
Or 66. 260-0066.
Troop, I need that magnifying glass you gave me for Christmas a few years ago, Twinkle. But anyway, he's a great guy. Give him a call. Heirloom Jewelers, 6948 Vaughan Road, just east of Bell Road.
Well, and if you want to, he also buys all sorts of jewelry if you're not just in the market for antique or heirloom jewelry, which is great. One of the kind pieces at a very, very competitive low cost compared to other jewelers. But if you want to sell stuff to him, call that number 260-0066 and set up an appointment. It's the best way to do it. That way he'll have time in the morning usually to look at what you have, and he can give you a great price for it. Heirloom Jewelers, great sponsor of this program.
HeirloomJewelers.com.
Indeed.
Troop Booth.
So, Twinkle, what do you say we go to the phones here?
Let's go.
We've got Cranky on, though. He says he's going to be a nice Cranky today. Cranky, welcome to News and Views.
I took my happy medicine. I went in for an adjustment, and I took my happy medicine.
Should you take Xanax this early?
No, I just have that with my coffee. That's nothing. That's like popcorn. But good morning, Joey and Jack.
Good morning. How you
good morning,
doing,
Mrs.
Cranky?
President. We're doing good. Good morning, Mrs. President, Mr. Goolsbee.
Good morning. I want your name to change today from Cranky to Happy. So
No, I can't do that. I have an image I'm trying to keep up. But, Ms. President, your mom taught me in school eons ago, and if Mr. Goolsbee is from the same family that I think, his mom probably taught me also.
Well,
so it's been a minute, but...
My mother is still teaching, not in the public school system anymore here in Montgomery.
Because she doesn't want to get shot.
But she tutors my daughter every afternoon. They love to do homework together. My mother loves doing schoolwork still.
Well, that's just that takes me back away.
There was a Jan Goolsbee who taught at Floyd School. She had blonde hair and drove a green Mustang.
Tiny little lady.
Uh-huh, short lady.
Is she related to the Mr. Goolsbee that's there today?
Mr. Goolsbee is originally from Covington County.
Florala, Jack.
Florala. Well, that's Covington County.
Yes, sir.
That's lower Covington County. But I
wonder if she, no relation.
I don't think so. You tell me. No, he says not.
Okay. All right. Well, small world anyway. But I wanna ask something unrelated to the subject real quick. But it is going to be of local interest. And if you've talked about it, I apologize. I've been in and out this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Has Governor Ivey picked a replacement for the probate judge, the open probate judge slot?
I don't think so.
All right.
I know that she has been interviewing people, candidates for that.
I saw Bert Estes this morning. He used to be the clerk of the probate court years ago, and he blew by me, but I was going to ask him if he had heard any scuttlebutt. But.
Well, she probably wants to keep a lid on that, but I don't blame her. But the California situation, I lived in California twice, which is probably why, probably contributed to a lot of the crankiness. I lived out there 84 and 85, and then I lived and traveled in the Pacific for 3 years and came back to Sacramento from 88 to 92.
No wonder you're cranky.
Yeah. And listen, the jet lag's still kicking my butt, and it's been 30 years. But in Sacramento, they don't have PG&E. You have PG&E for gas. But for electricity, you have SMUD, Sacramento Metropolitan Utility District, and they had a nuclear plant, Rancho Seco. They called it Rancho Mistaco, but this was back in the day before the Internet, so you didn't have the Internet and Facebook, but the apartment complex where I was living, there was a guy that was going to be there for an extended period of time, long enough to where he rented an apartment. He's going to be there for well over a year, but he was overseeing the project to demobilize Rancho Seco. And one night when we were having a nice ice-cold Budweiser in the hot tub, which that is the same equivalent of it being on Facebook as far as accuracy. If it happened in the hot tub over a Budweiser, then you can take it to the bank. But he told me that, he said, you wait and see. He said, this is nothing. He said, the biggest fraud is being perpetrated on the people of California as far as demobilizing the nuclear plants. He said, it will be a wasteland. It will be dark. And I think it was, 10 or 12 years ago, they were having roving outages because they didn't have enough plants to produce electricity. And, now they've got it where we're not going to let you clear a fire line to keep it safe, even though every other one of the 57 states does that. But we're not going to let you do it. And by the way, if there's a fire, we're going to sue the crap out of you. Well, the only problem with all of that is they're not required to sell you the electricity, and they can do what they're doing right now. They can say, we're going to turn the lights off because, you're suing us. And, they're reaping what they sow. I don't blame PG&E. Their prices were high, but, they're in the business. They got to make money. But, the guy told me, and sure enough, about 10 or 12 years ago, and now we're seeing it come to life again. But the technology that they had, these mega windmills, it takes more energy to build one of those mega windmills than it will ever possibly produce if it ran 24/7 for a couple of hundred years. You can't tell me they didn't think that out.
Well, thanks, Cranky. What do you say to that, Twinkle?
Well, I think what you said when you said they will reap what they sow is absolutely true. When you have liberal folks elected as governor and then they appoint liberals to their regulatory board, the Public Service Commission, I think they call it something different in California, you will ultimately, maybe not the first or the second year, but over a 10 to 12 year period, your prices will go up, your reliability will come down, and you will have all sorts of problems when it comes to jobs and basically just keeping the lights on, because even if you own a restaurant and the power goes out during lunch, you've lost your business. You can't
That's right.
Many days. If you own a dry cleaners, the same type thing. I mean, whatever it is, it doesn't have to be a large industry, but large industry will also leave when the price gets too expensive, because remember, they can locate anywhere in the United States usually, and in fact, they have the option to leave our country. So what we want to do is provide a very reliable and affordable utility or product in this state through our regulation at the Public Service Commission. We don't want mandates. We don't want liberal politics playing into what we do at the commission. We want the lowest price, the most affordable and reliable product.
Well, let me throw this out there real quick just to show you how dire the situation was when I escaped the first time and what's going on now. When I left in 92, and that was the first big wave of, okay, we've had enough of this. They're going off the deep end. I was married, had a family, and I could not rent, U-Haul would not rent a one-way truck out of California because they had so many that were gone. There weren't any left for local rental. You couldn't rent one in California. If you had a California driver's license, they wouldn't rent to you in Oregon or Nevada or Arizona. People were going all the way to Washington State and Colorado to rent a U-Haul, driving it back to California to load their stuff up and get out of California. That's how dire the situation was then. And I understand that people are leaving in droves now, and I can't imagine that it's any different. I'll turn it back over to you. I monopolized it too long. Appreciate you picking me up, and y'all have a great day.
As you said, I hate to call you cranky, Mr. Joyful, as you said, anytime you have liberal politics and liberal policies, you will reap what you sow. It may take a small amount of time to see that outcome, but it really becomes just one catastrophe after another. You talk about renting a one-way U-Haul out. You couldn't do that, but whatever it might be, it kind of snowballs, the effect snowballs, and we don't want to see that here in Alabama. And you can know my promise to you is that I am a true conservative. I will always vote for the conservative policies, and you don't have to worry about where I stand. I've worked my whole life to make sure we have conservative policies in the state.
Well, I mean, and that's the difference between here and there. You know, on the leftist side, it's the party of do as I do, not do as I say, not as I do, versus, hey, let's all be successful. I want you to be rich. I want me to be rich. Joey, Jack, Mr. Goolsby, and everybody else. That's the difference. And you know what? We can do it. We can do it both ways. We can have trickle-down misery, or, you know, we can all be successful. I'll turn it back over to you. Y'all
gentlemen, the gentleman's time has expired.
Indeed.
We must move along. Thanks, Cranky. Hey, when we come back, I want to ask you about trucking.
Absolutely.
I have a question.
Sounds good. 272-9228, almost to the end of the program.
It's so hot in here, I'm about to boil.
Okay, well, you know, I can't please everybody, Jack. I'll make it
I'm
a little
pitting
cooler.
Out my shirt. Not really.
TMI, Jack. TMI.
Go to a break.
We'll be back, folks. That could kill you.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey folks, this is Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Remember the good old days when Christmas gifts had us playing outdoors? Well, these days it seems kids only think to ask for another electronic device that'll just keep them cooped up inside. So this Christmas, let's take charge and get those kids or grandkids enjoying the great outdoors with a Hammerhead go-kart from CTE Outdoor Power. Now, everyone knows go-karts are fantastic family fun, and a Hammerhead go-kart is fun and safe. Hammerhead two-seater go-karts have three-point safety harnesses, overhead protective structures, hydraulic brakes, electric start,
and reverse. So with over 12 different models and colors to choose from, and prices starting at only $12.99 or payments as low as $25, let's get those kids and grandkids outdoors this Christmas with a Hammerhead go-kart from CTE Outdoor Power. CTE, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today, along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
Mr. Sandman. Time is running out on my store closing sale at my Millbrook Mr. Sandman location. Final markdowns are being taken on floor sample mattresses, beds, headboards, and miscellaneous furniture items. Floor samples include Jameson Latex sets, Property Brothers sets by Restonic, Beautyrest, Serta Perfect Sleepers, Kingsdown, and other great brands. We are emptying a warehouse of scratch and dent as-is mattresses and selling them cheap. Inventory in Montgomery is shrinking fast, so hurry. All purchases in Millbrook must be picked up or delivered properly and are final. My two stores on the Atlanta Highway We are also having a fantastic sale with many closeouts. We will be making room for the unsold Millbrook inventory, so shop Millbrook and Montgomery to find amazing values. We are still receiving some factory closeout adjustable bases that we will be selling for up to 60% off retail prices. The Millbrook store is 3 miles from I-65 on Highway 14 next to the Citgo. The two Montgomery stores are on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. Open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Since 1989, Signs2Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs2Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's and Best Buy. That's Signs2Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the river region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Cartridge World or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Cartridge World. Save up to 30% on almost any ink and toner.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our little taste of the Arctic, call it a winter preview, continues today. After a frigid start to the day, we may recover to maybe low to mid-50s for a high temperature. If we're lucky, sunshine, not quite as windy today. Another freeze tonight, overnight low temperature down to about 31. Increasing clouds tomorrow, maybe some spotty rain possible in the afternoon, but a better chance on Thursday night, and then warmer by the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. I want to thank you for your recent help with Catch Me in Pink. Dixie donated thousands of dollars to the Georgia Life Foundation. Visit calldixie.com for more.
Call Dixie.
5033.
I'm Johnny Sullivan from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road.
I'm
I'm a fan of brunch, Johnny, but I've never thought of Sinclair's as a brunch place. What do you have to offer brunch-wise?
Well, we give you a glass of champagne with each egg order, each Benedict, you know, any one of them. We got about eight different ones. You know, traditional eggs Benedict, crab cakes and eggs, steak and eggs. We do a traditional scrambled egg breakfast.
Say someone in our party is not a huge breakfast person. Is the regular menu available?
Besides our brunch, we offer fried chicken and vegetables and stuff like that as an addition for somebody that wants more of a home-cooked meal.
It all sounds fantastic. Are there special hours for brunch on Saturday and Sunday?
It's very popular. Theoretically open at 11 o'clock, but I usually open the doors about a quarter till because there's always somebody in the parking lot trying to get in from church.
Saturday and Sunday brunch, an outstanding traditional menu, live music. It's easy to understand why Sinclair's is a Montgomery tradition. Located at Taylor and Vaughn and open 7 days a week. We'll see you there, Johnny.
I'm Johnny Sullivan. I'm from Sinclair's Restaurant, and I'd like to invite you for lunch and dinner.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back. The final segment of News and Views. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, Twinkle Cavanaugh.
Frisco Riverstone and Bill Gillespie, we're all crammed in here like sardines.
Indeed.
I have to be sprayed with Pam to get out. You know, picture me weighs 9 pounds.
This sounds like a song from my junior high days.
It probably is.
Which your earlier caller, talking about my mom, she taught it. Cloverdale and Jeff Davis from 19...
Ms. Andrus did?
Ms. Andrus.
What's Ms. Andrus's first name?
Faye.
Faye, that's right.
And Faye taught school from 1961 to 1990.
She must have been a spring chicken in 1961.
Well, Mother, I don't guess she'd care. She loves her age. She looks fabulous for age, but she's 80. She's...
Oh, so...
Daddy had an older lady.
She robbed the cradle.
They met at Troy University and in line picking up a math class. Weren't they fun?
Boy, and one of them taught math.
Both of them. Both of my parents. My dad taught at Capitol Heights and Lanier here in Montgomery.
When was he at Lanier?
Well, let's see, 56 years ago.
Okay, because I graduated almost 50 years ago, and he wasn't there then, but I would have remembered him. I was there 71
left.
or 70 to 73.
My daddy, I don't know if I should tell my age, but my daddy left when I was almost 4 years old. He left teaching, and I'm 53, so he's been out of teaching for 49 years.
Oh, I didn't know you were 53.
Oh, thank you, Jack.
I thought you were 56.
Jack, I'll just take that as a compliment.
It is precious.
Because of my wisdom, you thought I was older.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, I wanted to ask, I know we got a caller, but let me ask you a quick question.
Okay.
Y'all regulate trucking to a degree. Waste stations. We don't have waste stations anymore. Is that under the purview of the Public Service Commission?
That is not. That is under DOT, the Department of Transportation.
Y'all used to have it, didn't you?
No, not at the Public Service Commission as far as I'm aware of.
But y'all had officers that were on the highway.
Yes, and that was to make sure there was real-time insurance. And when I say real-time insurance, as you know, in our state, you're required to have insurance for your personal vehicle, like
right.
your car, your truck. And they check so many people a year by sending out letters, and you have to fill out a form saying you've got real-time insurance, that you've got, excuse me, you've just got insurance. But the reality is you could have it for six months or 3 months and not have it, so it's not real-time insurance.
Okay.
With 18-wheelers, since it is so important that they have insurance, we have what they call real-time insurance. And in fact, the insurance companies have to let us know if it's been revoked for any reason or if they didn't pay, and then enforcement officers ensure that they have it. And if they don't, we will actually go after them. So trucking is very important that they have real-time insurance.
Okay, cool.
It keeps our citizens
safe. So that answers the question. Y'all don't really regulate weights of trucks.
No.
Do y'all still check them for insurance, or is that under DOT now?
No, that is under us. We do the real-time insurance.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
Before we run out of time, let's go to Warren. Warren, welcome to News and Views.
Thank you. Yeah, I just want to ask this Kavanaugh just quickly what kind of authority they have with cell phone companies when you have trouble with your cell phone company.
Well, thank you, Warren, for the call, but we do not regulate cell service, and the reason why the legislature decides what is regulated and what is not, but in Alabama, we have so many cell companies that the legislature believed that there was enough competition that it didn't need to be regulated, and that is the reason it is not regulated, but we do not regulate cell phone companies. However, if you have trouble with any utility in the state and you want us to help you with that problem, please feel free to call the Public Service Commission, and that number is 334-242-5207, and we'll be glad to work with you. We obviously don't regulate a lot of utilities, but a lot of times we will have a contact. We will help you get in touch with that person, but our job is to serve, and if we can serve you in any way, please feel free to give us a call if there's a problem. And while I'm at it, Joey and Jack, I always give out my cell number.
Sure.
My personal cell is 334-558-5432. I've had that number now, I don't know, 20 years probably. But if you need me, I believe you've been kind enough to give me your vote and allow me to serve you, and I want to make sure you can get in touch with me. The only time I turn it off is if I'm at church or at one of my children's events or grandchildren's events. But otherwise, my phone is on, and I'm ready to serve any way I can. So just please give me a call if I can help.
Are you from Mobile? You said on. That's a big Mobile.
Well,
in South Alabama, we're going to go on my car. You've heard that, Bill.
Well, my parents are both from South Alabama, but real rural South Alabama.
I get it.
And Pike County. And
I wouldn't tell anybody that.
And my daddy's from outside of Greenville, between Greenville and Luverne. In a
Pigeon Creek.
Hornorville.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Anyway, we're from in Pike County, a little town called Josie, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And back to my fourth great grandparents are buried there. So just country South Alabama is all.
We want to thank you for coming on.
Absolutely.
You're very willing to do that, and I really appreciate it. And
thank you.
You are truly
a
great public servant. I had an issue, and you helped me solve it overnight once, and I appreciate that.
Well, if folks want to help you out with your campaign, how can they do so?
Please give me a call. In fact, my campaign just started up this week, so I don't have everything out.
But her cell number is her personal number, not a state number.
It is. It is my personal number. I pay the bill, but you are more than welcome to text me if you'd like to help. I'd love to have your help. I guess it's allowable. Anybody that would like to send a contribution to the campaign, I'd love to have that too. Post Office Box 240-673, Montgomery, Alabama, 36124. And you can text me at my cell phone, 334-558-5432. Thanks, guys. I truly appreciate you all letting me be here with your listeners today. And have a blessed week.
Thank you, Tori.
You too. It ain't much left of it.
Well, I guess, am I going to see you tomorrow, Jack?
No, I'm doing the TV show tomorrow.
Well, but I'll be...
I'd rather be shot in the head at close range.
We're going to be...